Well, this might be the most famous little argument between sisters that has ever been told, you know? It kind of seems like a relatively forgettable incident. The one sister is not being very helpful and the other one is complaining about it. Probably happens, you know, between brothers too, so let's not single out the sisters. But poor Martha, you know, I think we can sympathize with her a lot. And she's, you know, been criticized for not having the contemplative spirit. And, you know, there, of course, there's some justification for it. But remember, well, Martha is a saint too. And perhaps like many of the apostles, she was on her way to sainthood, getting closer to the Lord. But here and there, like all of us, she needs a little course correction, a little gentle reminder from Jesus of what's important and what is the reason that she's doing all this. What is the reason that she's making such great efforts to show hospitality? And I'm guessing it's not that she wanted to be the patron saint of Martha Stewart. Oh, you got that. Good. But showing hospitality is a wonderful thing. I mean, look at Abraham back in the Old Testament reading. He sees these visitors, and he is so enthusiastic about giving them food and water and rest. And it turns out that they were divine messengers showing how the Lord's promise would be fulfilled. And so here's Martha. And I imagine that, you know, Mary was probably helping her and probably had that intention, but then suddenly her heart is just kind of captured by Jesus and by his words and by his love. And at that moment, she kind of forgets about everything else. She sits at Jesus' feet and listens to him. And he says, this will not be taken away from her. And I think it's a chance for us to reflect. Service is a wonderful thing, but we must reflect that contemplation in a way comes first. Being with the Lord comes first. Reminding ourselves always of why is it that we're doing what we do. For whom is it that we do what we do? And so, you know, the church very much recommends that we have a daily life of prayer. You know, in there are religious orders out there that have a contemplative spirit to them, but all of us should share in that contemplative spirit. All of us should have a daily prayer life. Even if we have duties in the world that are going to wind up taking most of our time, we should make a priority of that time of prayer, that time of sitting at the Lord's feet, that time of listening to him. You know, pray the scriptures, come to Mass, pray your rosary, take opportunities to visit the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And I think in many ways we can see that if we lose that contemplative element and if we try to replace it with only with service and only with action, even our service and our action can become misguided. If we're not listening to the Lord, if we're not listening to the church and the teaching of the church, we might not understand correctly how it is we are to love our neighbor, how it is we are to serve our neighbor, how it is we are to respect the dignity and the love that Jesus has for all. And to remember that, yes, when we do serve our neighbor, we are loving the goodness that God put in them. We are loving them as an image of God, as an image of Jesus. And if we spend that time at the Lord's feet, we can even learn lessons like St. Paul did, where he says, I can rejoice in my sufferings. That doesn't come naturally to us, does it? I mean, maybe with 40 more years of life, maybe I'll be able to rejoice in my sufferings and learn the lesson that St. Paul learned. You know, he had his great conversion experience, right? He was thrown to the ground and Jesus appeared to him. And he started preaching a little bit at first, but mostly he prayed and he meditated and he studied about the meaning of Jesus' coming into the world before he became the great apostle. And so, learn those lessons at the feet of Jesus. Learn the lessons about what the true meaning of service is, the lessons that St. Paul learned about how even if we accept them in the Spirit of Christ and with the grace of the Holy Spirit, then even those sufferings can become blessed because they're ways of being with Jesus. And so let's renew our commitment as we participate in the Eucharist today and as we meditate on the words of Jesus to sit at his feet and to let him teach us the true meaning of his presence and the true meaning of service.